The logistics of a multi-year photography expedition around Bristol Bay come with a pretty hefty price tag. Carl Johnson, a freelance photographer living in Anchorage, is well aware that his three-year undertaking is an expensive one.
You know, just to get to Dillingham and then catch a hopper flight out to Togiak or out to Manicotic, or getting out to Iliamna and then getting from Iliamna to different parts of that region, it does take money, and, you know, got to have a place to stay and got to have food, and there's also equipment needs, you know, different types of photos that I want to take that I'll need specialty equipment for.
His project is called Bristol Bay, Where Water is Gold, and Johnson plans to publish with the Mountaineers Books nonprofit division Braided River by late next year. The goal, he says, is to do what no other photo essay has so far accomplished, to provide in one book the important historical, cultural, scientific, and factual context that's needed to discuss the tension between conservation and resource development in Bristol Bay.
There have been two books that have come out that are photo books about the Bristol Bay region, and they focused mostly on commercial sockeye salmon fishing and subsistence salmon harvest. And there's so much more going on out in Bristol Bay. It's really a broadly rich region, so I wanted to tell a story that really recognized the breadth and the depth of what Bristol Bay has to offer.
Johnson estimates doing the fieldwork and photography for his book are going to run him in the neighborhood of $90,000. Though he has some other supporters, he's turned to the crowdfunding website Kickstarter.com to let the public help put a dent in the project costs and see the book come together. Though donations have so far only trickled in, Johnson hopes to raise $20,000 between now and Wednesday, June 19th.
Well, how the Kickstarter process came about is just, you know, increasingly artists are using different crowdfunding venues to help fund their projects. A lot of the traditional sources of funding are drying up just because it's, you know, people aren't contributing as much to different foundations as they have before.
Kickstarter has been largely hailed as a successful concept for raising money for creative projects. Some $631 million has helped fund more than 42,000 projects since 2009. But the catch is, the stated goal, in this case $20,000, has to be met, or no money is collected from donors and none will go to Johnson's project. Johnson actually started the fieldwork back in the summer of 2011, and he hopes to finish up that part of the project this September. He admits it's a narrow timeline for telling the story of Bristol Bay, but Johnson says there's a reason he wants to get it done and published soon.
At some point in time in the future, the Pebble Partnership will be submitting its applications for mine development of the Pebble Mine. And while this project isn't necessarily about the Pebble Mine, it's more focused on Bristol Bay, the idea is to use a book that tells a broad story about the region that people can read and see photographs of the region while there is a public process that's going on in reaction to those permit applications.
Johnson plans to follow next year's publishing of his photo essay of Bristol Bay with a speaking tour. He's also developed a website that in years ahead will host expanded and additional photographs, video, and interviews from his trips around the region. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.